37 minutes past the hour of 8 a.m., and it is time to check in with our good friend Adam Burnett from the Harbor Humane Society. Adam, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing well, man. Hey, the roads were actually pretty good coming in today, so the fog's starting to calm down out there, which is good.
Good, good, good. We didn't really have any delays here along the lakeshore, but east of us over by Grand Rapids and north of there, they had a lot of school delays. Kids are sleeping in. They're rejoicing over there.
right on.
My kids are going, still got to get up at 6 o'clock. So you brought a little sunshine in the studio this morning.
I did,
On your iPad.
Yes, on my iPad. She's not here, or he's not here with me, but sunshine, I was telling you a little bit off air. He has a very interesting story. He actually came to us in the summer from a hoarding incident that happened here in Holland. He came with about 7 of his brothers and sisters.
Now, let's go back a little bit. Tell people a hoarding incident. Tell them what that is.
Yep. So basically, Sunshine, we were called out, and Animal Control was called out. A lady was hoarding cats. She had about 20 of them.
Okay.
So she was just had them in her home, and so we had taken them, and she wanted the best interest for the cats, which is why she actually called Animal Control and realized that she could not take care of all of them by herself.
Oh, so she called. She reached out for help.
Absolutely.
Well,
so we definitely appreciate that. And so Sunshine, who I'm talking about today, is one of those kitties from the hoarding incident. And I will tell you what, Brent, this kitty right here, when he came in, his neck was so small because he was, you know, underweight.
Malnourished.
Yeah. And, you know, you could just tell that he was, you know, not loved on. His neck was so small. I mean, you could, you know, probably half dollar is the length. But now, I mean, I showed you the picture. He has a full set of fur. He's fat, not
big,
fat,
fluffy,
but he's bigger, you know,
he's
got a good belly on him, he's healthy, and he's ready for adoption and looking for a new home.
And color-wise, kind of a mocha brownish white, kind of
like
a mix?
Yeah, that's actually perfect. He's all that mixed together. Mm-hmm. He's got the white, you know, it's longer fur, really fluffy, and this cat, I'll tell you what, loves to give hugs, kisses, and just loves to be held. And, you know, for being a year old, just over a year old, it's sometimes hit or miss to try to find a cat that has those qualities that people are looking for. So definitely, if anybody's interested in a kitty, Sunshine, you know, does well with kids, other cats, dogs. You should definitely come and meet Sunshine.
I got a cat story. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I'll be quick. I won't take up much of your time. But over the weekend, we were at my in-laws' house on the east side of the state.
Okay.
And they have a big farm,
big
beef farm, chickens, cows. My kids and my little ones love it over there. And some of the big ones, too. But, you know, my little guy, my little Aiden, loves chasing chickens. And, of course, there's a lot of barn cats.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of kitties running all over the place. And my mother-in-law takes great care of these cats. But one of them we just fell in love with over the weekend, named Chamomile. She names all these cats and eventually gives them away. But we almost came back to the west side of the state with a cat. I'm like, honey, come on. I'm always the one that's saying no to the kids.
Really?
No, we're not taking home another barn cat. No. Enough animals. But we almost got Chamomile. But
nice.
We held off.
Oh, maybe next time, right?
Maybe next time. A beautiful cat. Really. And so is Sunshine. What a beautiful cat.
Yeah. Very sweet kitty. And again, you know, his adoption fee is 50% off this week until I'm here next Wednesday. So it's a little incentive to definitely come on out and meet Sunshine.
And they just have to mention that they heard it on WHTC?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. And tell us about Santa Paws. Santa Paws making an appearance at Shelby's Place?
Yes. So Santa Paws is coming to town this Saturday at Shelby's Place, our thrift store, from 11 to 4. And we are offering pet pictures with Santa Paws.
Oh, really?
So we're inviting the whole community to come on out and bring your furry friends, you know, cats, dogs, parrots, birds.
See, I should have grabbed Chamomile.
I should have
put her in the suitcase.
Absolutely.
kind of got her home on the down low, you know?
Right.
Oh, that's great. Well, Shelby's Place is a great store.
It is.
Great resale store. My wife loves it. I love going there. And
all the proceeds benefit Harbor, too. So
nice.
You know, any proceeds that are made there. And it's kind of cool because to help celebrate Santa Paws coming to town, Shelby's Place is having 50% off the entire store this Saturday only.
Are they really?
Yeah. So that's a good deal that we don't do very often. So when we do it, you definitely want to take advantage of 50% off everything.
I'll tell our listeners, where is Shelby's Place located in case they don't know?
Yep, it's actually right in the strip mall between Hobby Lobby and Kohl's. And there's a sign, if you go right to Hobby Lobby, it's about two buildings down, and it's right there.
Very nice. Yep. Half off on Saturday.
Absolutely.
What are the hours, do you know?
Yep, the hours for that day will be from 10 to 7.
Okay.
Santa Paws will be there from 11 to 4.
Okay,
on Saturday.
Great. And with every Santa Paws, they get a 55-inch TV? Is that oh, no, sorry, that was last Friday.
Wait. That was last year.
that was Black Friday last week.
All right.
Oh, man. Well, Adam, good information. Thank you for sharing it with our listeners.
Absolutely.
And again, give us your website where people can find the picture of Sunshine and get all the information about that beautiful cat.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in Sunshine, you can go to harbyhumane.org, and at the very bottom, there's a link for Pets of the Week. week this week. Mm-hmm. Sunshine's picture is right there.
You're the man. All right, thank Adam you, Burnett, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Take care. You too. Thanks for coming in this morning. It is 8:42. Again, that's our Pet of the Week segment brought to you by Harbor Humane Society. Thanks so much to Adam and the whole crew up there. They do great, great work.